news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with another one of those stories that underscores just how important the upcoming election is. The Justice Department on Tuesday moved to take over Donald Trump's defense in a defamation suit filed by author E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of raping her in a Manhattan department store dressing room in the 1990s. Carroll sued Trump last year after he called her a liar and claimed they had never met. So in this latest twist, Justice Department lawyers said that they should be able to replace Trump's private attorneys because he made his comments about Carroll while he was president. Carroll's attorney called the motion a shocking attempt to use the powers of the presidency in a private legal matter. Last month, a New York judge ruled that Carroll could go forward with her suit, but this motion effectively shields Trump from any potentially harmful disclosures before the November election. Drug maker AstraZeneca announced Tuesday that they've suspended a late-stage trial of its potential coronavirus vaccine to review safety data after a participant in the UK experienced a suspected serious adverse reaction. The patient is expected to recover. A company spokesman said the temporary halt was a routine action, which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. AstraZeneca is testing the vaccine developed by the University of Oxford in the UK, the United States, Brazil, and South Africa. It's considered a leading vaccine candidate and is one of three now in phase three trials in the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he plans to force a vote on a very narrowly targeted coronavirus relief package over objections from the Democrats who are seeking something much bigger. McConnell said Republicans were introducing a plan, quote, focused on some of the very most urgent healthcare, education, and economic issues. He said a floor vote could come as soon as this week, but Republicans reportedly lack the votes to overcome a Democratic filibuster. The Republican bill is expected to have a price tag of about $500 billion, down from the $1 trillion proposal they released in July, and certainly far below the $3 trillion plus package the House Democrats passed before saying they'd be willing to settle for $2.2 trillion. Talks between Democrats and the White House don't exist. Even if the bill could pass the Senate, it's already been dismissed by Democratic leaders. Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it pathetic and fraudulent, telling Bloomberg Television,
"What they have is so meager that it insults the intelligence of the American people, does not solve the problem. Again, we know that we have to compromise. We know we have to negotiate in order to reach an agreement. We all want an agreement. Make no mistake about that. But get serious. Get real, Mitch McConnell."
So remember last month when upwards of 500,000 bikers converged on Sturgis, South Dakota for the big motorcycle rally and all the warnings about this being a coronavirus super spreader event? Well, that one massive event is now linked to more than 266,000 COVID-19 cases. The researchers estimated the public health costs of the infections at $12.2 billion based on an average of $46,000 spent on every COVID-19 patient. So in doing the math, just consider every one of those 500,000 attendees could have been paid $24,400 to stay home. That would equal the estimated healthcare costs for the more than 250,000 people who are going to get sick thanks to this event. In Rochester, New York, the chief of police and two top members of his command staff resigned on Tuesday as the department faced ongoing backlash over the death of an unarmed black man, Daniel Prude, after he was restrained in a spit hood by officers back in March. Mr. Prude died of asphyxiation and his death was ruled a homicide. Outrage over Prude's death exploded in recent days after the body cam video was released, and some critics accused the department's leadership of trying to cover up what happened. It's curiously absent from most mainstream media news coverage, but the U.S. extradition trial for Julian Assange began in London on Monday. The United States is seeking his extradition on charges of violating the Espionage Act. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she'll give evidence, saying that the Trump administration offered Assange a pardon if he would agree to say that Russia was not involved in the leaking of DNC emails. The trial is expected to continue well into October. While Donald Trump's re-election campaign is on the hook for the cost of replacing sod on the White House South Lawn and in the Rose Garden and more after damage to the grounds from large crowds and heavy equipment used for the Republican National Convention festivities, Trump's unprecedented decision to stage overtly political events on public property continues to reverberate nearly 2 weeks later as work crews resod the lawn and make other needed repairs. And as if 2020 isn't already bad enough, the latest casualty is Halloween. Well, in Los Angeles anyway. LA County health officials have released rules for this year that ban trick-or-treating parties and haunted houses. The guidelines warn door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distancing on porches and at front doors. Instead, officials suggest online costume contests or pumpkin carving events, and they say that car parades and scary movie nights at drive-in theaters will be allowed. No word on what penalties might be imposed for any violations of the rules. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.